he came down here and led a march. They went a picket the school board office, he cried. And then people made a mistake of getting out their office to come see what was going on. It was hot that day. We was hauling rice. And they made the mistake of getting out that air conditioner's office and come outside. And then they wouldn't let him get back in. And then they just stay out there all day in that hot sun. And while I was in the civil defense there, so they called us and told us to stand by. They had the sheriff department, police department, everything. And after that day, they got what they wanted. And after that, they segregated the schools. And
you mean they integrated?
Yeah. They integrated the schools. All the schools, the convent and everything.
Yeah.
And the kids had that choice when they wanted to make their first communion or confirmation. They could have made it with their class, or either they could have went to the other church. And we've been, whenever the kids made their first communion or a confirmation, we all went to the white church. It was just as nice. And then I got some, my best friend is white people. And
yeah.
After the ones that wanted to push it, you know, push it before it was time, it made it bad on them. But it didn't make me no difference. As long as I had a place to go, I didn't care about going in that places. And then I went over, they had something uptown. If they needed something, like needed some help or something, wanted us to go away for a civil defense, we'd go. Yeah, shoot, when we needed something like from one of the stores or something, money for the insurance, shit, we didn't have to worry about it. And fellas would buy insurance and everything.
Yeah. Well, what did they call, what would they call you, in other words, when they got?
They got mad, yeah. You think the most of it was the poor ones, like we were. You yeah. call you a nigger.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Okay.
What you think a man that was intelligent, it's very seldom you call you that. But you take a poor fella that was down like you, that was the first one that was going to call you that.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call them? In other words, did other folks have names for them?
They would call them kids, hunkies and stuff like that. But I never put myself in a position where I was caught with one to be nicknaming me.
Yeah.
For getting in his way or something.
Okay.
But I had a few of them, when we were small, they called me that there. They had some rascal. They'll call it to you just to call it to you.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, the type of fellows that would have a dog or something like that. They would call them, what would other whites call them? They would call them what?
Well, I tell you.
Like the man you work for. He was, you called him what? They called, well, I mean, they would call, he would call them a what, you know, in other words. There was a difference between a poor white
and
a rich man, in other words, and they would call him a...
Well, they had one old fella around there, he would call him a poor frog. That was the fella right there with the most money, and he'd call him a poor frog in a minute.
Okay. Now, a Cajun was a what?
A Cajun was what you call a Frenchman.
Okay. You ever hear him call a coonass?
Yeah, they call one another that, you know.
What?
The white, they call one another a coon ass.